this morning is a story sourced from the Navajo tradition. It's a creation story of the Navajo people. And we've been learning about it in our children's program in correlation with our theme this month of perseverance. It certainly draws from our sixth source as Unitarian Universalists. And our kids have, with Kat's sort of rendering of a script of the story, created some great costumes and are going to kind of regale us with some theatrics while I narrate this story for all of us. The story is titled Snail Girl. A long, long time ago, there was a mighty flood, and the people left the underworld to come into the world we live in today. They found themselves on the shore of a great ocean. The people explored far and wide before returning to meet at the shore that looked a lot like steps. The people came to the shore by the ocean, and they were very worried. They had traveled far in all directions and had found many things, but they did not find any fresh water. They needed fresh water to live, and the water of the great ocean was too salty to drink. They wondered and wondered, what could they do? Finally, the first woman stepped forward, but really up here onto the chancel. She was the first human. She was strong and wise, and the others listened closely to what she had to say. First woman said that someone would have to return to the old world down below and find some fresh water to bring into the new world. She asked the strongest swimmers to volunteer for this great journey. And First Woman chose two great warriors from the water people. She chose Otter and Beaver, who were strong swimmers. They were confident they could bring back fresh water for their people. Otter and Beaver moved up with First Woman, and everyone else scurried away. First Woman was very proud of Otter and Beaver. She made a special water bottle from a seashell, and she gave it to them for their journey. And then everyone waved as Otter and Beaver dove back down into the ocean, and all around, and over to the side, and up the side stairs, while everyone else moved away. Otter and Beaver swam down and down until they walked along the ocean floor, and very soon they came to a valley full of water lilies. There were beautiful flowers and vines. Beaver and Otter were sure that everyone else would love these flowers, so they put the water bottle down and started collecting as many as they could to bring back. Once they had as much as they could carry, they took off back to the shore to meet their friends, leaving the water bottle behind. The people waiting on the beach looked up suddenly. They were amazed. Otter and Beaver looked like two trees coming out of the water. The people were very happy to see them. Otter and Beaver were also very excited, but First Woman looked a little worried. She asked, "Where was the water bottle?" Otter and Beaver started looking in the vines for the bottle. They had been so distracted by the beautiful flowers that they left the water bottle behind. There was still no fresh water. First Woman was very frustrated with Otter and Beaver. She sent them away to hide in their vines and flowers, where you can still find them today. Next, First Woman sent Frog and Turtle to get the bottle and the water. Frog and Turtle went down and found the bottle and brought it back, but it was full of salt water. What would they do if none of these strong swimmers could find fresh water down below? As everyone thought and thought, a small voice seemed to speak out from nowhere. It was Snail. Everyone else sat down except for Snail. Snail was the slowest of all swimmers, but she was the only volunteer left, and the people agreed that she should go. First Woman gave Snail the bottle and snail dove into the ocean. Snail swam down and down. She passed the valley of the water lilies and kept going until she found the entrance to the world below. She squeezed through and started looking and looking for fresh water. And it was over here, so she came over. Snail. Finally, she found the smallest little bit of water, and she scooped it carefully up into the bottle. And then she swam back to the surface as fast as she could go. And when she finally got there, the beach was empty. There was no one else around. And she dragged the bottle up the steps of the beach. And she was so tired that she started to feel sleepy. She didn't realize there was a little hole in the bottle, and so as she had dragged it, the water trickled out onto the steps. And then Snail fell asleep. She must have been gone a long time because no one was around to see her. And as Snail slept, First Woman came back along. She was surprised to see that Snail had returned, and she noticed that small trickle of water that had come out of the bottle. First Woman used her magic to make that small little bit of water grow into a giant river that flew through the new world. And all of the other people came back to celebrate the water. And then Snail woke up, and at first Snail only found the water bottle and didn't notice anyone else around, and noticed that the water bottle had a hole in it, and Snail felt panicked and sad. She had been the last volunteer, and she had failed. She had spilled that little bit of water. How could she face her people? But then First Woman called out to Snail and reassured her and pointed to the great river that had grown while Snail slept. And she told Snail that she had not failed at all. That small seed of water on the ground had been enough for First Woman to use her magic. And the people were rejoicing as the news spread of the water throughout the land. They cheered and praised Snail, the bringer of life for them all. First Woman decreed that Snail would forever carry that shell on her back. And that forevermore, as a sign of her great journey, behind Snail, wherever she went, a rainbow trail of moisture would follow her, for she was the bringer of the water to the people of the new world.